All right, welcome back, everybody, here inside the CN Center. The Cougars kick off Retro Weekend with a 1-0 win over the Wenatchee Wild in a grind of a game, as we are now pleased to be joined downstairs by General Manager and Head Coach Mark Lamb. And, Coach, we were just saying the one word that comes to mind is grind, and you guys were able to do that here tonight.
Yeah, it was right from the start. It was a tough game. You know, their penalty killing was really good. Their goalie made some saves. It was a tough game. It was a 1-0 win, and it looked like it.
Yeah, and, you know, you didn't want to take any chances. You called that timeout late to make sure your top guys had enough rest. And as a coach, even though you knew you had the territorial play, you knew it was coming right down to the wire. So what was your thought process there towards the end?
Well, that was my thought process the whole time. It's just one shift at a time, and you can't take anything for granted. It's a 1-0 game. Anything can happen, so you have to be careful.
You know, when you were breaking down this game ahead of tonight, like what to expect? Do you expect a hardworking team? And that's what Don Nakpar's teams have. And I think you teed it up perfectly, Coach, with how the whole game was played tonight. Like it seemed like a bit of a chess match a little bit.
It was a grind, and then you take some penalties, and then we got some power plays, and you lose guys on the bench, and you lose some flow, and you lose some energy. But you got to be patient. You got to stick with it, and it's a real good lesson.
4-0 on the homestand, winning these four games in different fashion. What does that tell you?
Well, you gotta be a team that can win in any type of game, and I think we got a lot of qualities for that.
And that's, yeah, for sure. And now we talked about in the pregame show, that's now 40 wins for the third consecutive season. From a coach, Mark, like that's got to be such a cool feeling that, you know, there's just been a lot of winning around here. You obviously a big part of it, but it's got to be nice to see this program just continuing to breathe success over these last four seasons.
Yeah, it's gratifying. You know, the 40-game, 40-win mark is kind of a benchmark, and it means you had a really good season, and you know we've done that the last few years, and it's been a lot of good work by a lot of people, and we're pretty happy where we're at.
Three games this season against Wenatchee all have been very low scoring. Is there anything that you can try and suggest? I know their goaltender was very good. We both thought because of the volume of shots and the amount he had that we had to put him at first star. Is anything that you can try and do in the rematch last time you play them to try and create a little bit more offense?
Well, I think the offense was there. Like we had a lot of territory. We couldn't get it in. There's not, or else we'd have done it, right?
Yeah.
We'd have just done it. It's a little bit more difficult than that. They're a good team that plays away from the puck, and they play hard.
Thoughts on your power play tonight? You know, entering tonight, they obviously have a great penalty kill, but it seemed like you had a lot of juice there on that last power play in particular. But I guess just your thoughts from what you saw on that front, Coach.
Yeah, I thought we were a little wobbly on the power play also, but it has a lot to do with them. You know, and I saw some frustration with our guys because usually it's pretty good, and we couldn't do what we wanted out there, but that has a lot to do with them.
Anybody that stood out to you in your lineup that maybe wasn't the big star or anything like that? I mean, your big players, you know, they had a pretty decent game and everything like that. Was there somebody or something that happened in this game, or someone that you know may not get a lot of attention that you thought, hey, that person really did pretty well?
Well, I think it was a team effort. I think everyone was pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Ash was skating good. He had a couple good looks there. I really like that line. They've played well the last while, but it was like pulling teeth out there. It was a hard game.
Yeah, Riley Ash also sporting, and he said a handlebar mustache. Right. I don't know if you saw that. Mark, also, we talked about it earlier, a special weekend, right, with Parent and Billet weekend, and it seems very exciting for a lot of these kids to play maybe in front of their parents, maybe for the first time in a long time. They get to see it here in Prince George, and I'm assuming probably special for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's a big weekend. You bring all the parents in and the billets, and it's good distraction. You know, it's good to have everybody's family around, but it's all about playing hockey. But there's a lot of distractions right now.
So we'll leave you with this. Countdown is on. Just four to go. What are you thinking about that four before it really begins?
It's just one day at a time. I don't get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah, great way to end it, Coach. Appreciate the time. Congrats on a 1-0 victory here tonight.
All right, thanks.
GM head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time.
I got a
always.
Question for you. When was the last time the Cougars won 1-0? I'm trying to think. I know they have.
They have.
But I don't know if they have.
I remember Portland 22-23. They won 1-0 in a shootout. That's the first one that comes to mind.
Right, yeah.
Nonetheless, we have another guest.
Right.
And it's tonight's third star, Kirsten Carls, who joins us here on the program, the PG Office System post-game show. And, Kirsten, how would you describe that game tonight in a 1-0 win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just 1-0. It's whatever. We won that and got the 2 points, which we were really happy about. But I think, we were sloppy at times. And, I mean, we were getting frustrated with our power play a little bit. I mean, when you're going up against the number one penalty kill in the league, obviously it's going to be a challenge. But I think we just got to reset a little bit. And, I mean, yeah, like I said, it was a little sloppy. But I think we're going to just reset and come back tomorrow.
How much was it that maybe you guys were not on like we've seen you? And then how much was it Cal Conway being superb in goal?
Yeah, I mean, he was great tonight. I mean, we challenged him a lot, and I think we had a lot of good chances. But, I mean, we just weren't on. I mean, you could just tell with our execution on the plays and everything like that. And, I mean, our penalty kill was outstanding and everything like that. But I think, he shut us out for quite a bit of the time. And good thing we got one past him and got those 2 points.
Yeah, for sure. And I was just talking, we were talking with Mark, like, to keeping that glass half full. Like, your hockey team has won hockey games in so many different ways. This, another one of those, you know, 1-0 kind of grinded out games. And I feel like that just adds to the resiliency of your hockey team. And it must feel good to know that this team can kind of play any type of way, it seems, and be on the right side of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've won a lot of different ways. I mean, whether it's winning by 5 or 6 goals or winning 1-0 like that and keeping Berg and Levy with a shutout. So, I mean, it's obviously a great character win, and it proves what we can do. And even when we're not on, we're still winning. And I think when we're playing Cougars hockey and just doing everything we do well, I think not a lot of teams can play with us. And, I mean, we grind down teams really well. And I think Wenatchee here tonight, they're obviously a little banged up. And, I mean, when you play a two-game series on the weekends, it's obviously challenging. So I think, it's going to be hard.
You had 4 shots on goal, which was more than any player in this game. You had the 1 assist. Did you find yourself, did you feel you had as much room as you have against some other teams? Just sort of talk about what they gave you, what you were able to do offensively.
Yeah, I mean, starting with myself, I think I was obviously a little sloppy tonight with just execution and on passing and everything like that. And I mean, they gave me a lot of room, and I couldn't just calm down and just make the simple passes. So I think that's something I gotta just breathe and work on for tomorrow. But I think playing them tonight, you kind of know what they're gonna be like tomorrow, so you're gonna have a lot more opportunities tomorrow and kind of just take advantage of what they give you and what they don't do well.
Kirsten Carls joining us here in the postgame show presented by PG Office Systems. Kirsten, maybe just a quick opportunity to talk about your billets. It's Billet and Parent Weekend. We honor the billets here tonight. Maybe just talk to them how much they've meant to you. And living with Bauer Domanski must be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, living with Bauer is awesome. He's really shown me a lot this year, and he's kind of just got me out of my comfort zone. And, I mean, I'm really proud of that. And, I mean, he's a great guy, and that's why he's our captain. And you kind of just want to be like him and see how he carries himself. And, obviously, I've been with my billets for 3 years now. They've taken me in when I was 15, and I mean, it's a second home for sure. Well, I mean, it's almost my number one home now, just being here the whole time and everything like that, and they're great. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, they're the best. It's you can't really say anything else except they're the best, because, I mean, every time you're in that house, any guy comes over or anything, they're extraordinary for us, and, I mean, they're excellent. And I think, I owe a lot to them, and they've shown me so much, and I don't think I'd be the person and the player without them, for sure.
Cole and I talk all about, you know, playoffs, and we're counting it down 2 weeks from tonight. What about from a player's perspective? You've got 4 games left. You know, you're battling, you know, Kelowna, who's going to be number 3 and number 4 in the Western Conference. As a player, when do you really start thinking about play? Now, you don't want to ever think too far ahead, but it's only natural. So, you know, do you sort of look, hey, there's only 4 games to go? Do you just focus, our next game is Wenatchee, playoffs aren't even our mind? Because, you know, fans talk about it, broadcasters talk about it. What about you as a player?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our whole group talks about it as well. I mean, obviously we're playing these last 14 games as playoff series. So I mean, when you win a playoff series, you finish the last games with points and just trying to climb the standings. And obviously we don't know who we're going to play and everything like that, but I think we're trying to get into playoff hockey and playoff mode and kind of just clean up everything we can before, so we're ready and we're on the money for the playoffs.
Okay, on a bit of a lighter note, it's Retro Weekend, and you had quite the jersey you walked in with. The Swan Lake Cougars. Take me through this. Where did you find this jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I texted my mom about it, and I think I kind of wanted to wear something back home. And I mean, my dad, he played for their senior team, and my auntie's husband as well. So I think I kind of just wanted to represent that. And I mean, it's a sick jersey, and I think wearing something from my dad, it's pretty special. And he wore number 4 too, so it's surreal.
And pretty fitting that it's the Cougars. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of why it fit the best. But I think we'll see what kind of Jay I roll in with tomorrow.
Okay, he's got a new one. Oh, okay.
How old were you when you wore that jersey? Oh, what level was that?
Oh, I never wore it. My dad wore it when he was younger, and obviously moved a little better on the ice. But yeah, he's still a player, so we got to watch out for him.
Are the parents or the family in town this weekend as well?
Yeah, my mom and my auntie are up. I think dad's in Penticton coaching my little sister, and
right.
And then brothers and sisters are kind of taking care of the farm right now because we're kind of full swing of calving. So someone's got to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Take care of those goats as well.
Exactly.
There we go, Carson Carls. Great way to end it, my friend. Congrats on a great win tonight, and the best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
Carson Carls, appreciate his time as always. One of the great interviews out there. He is one of the best.
He is just, you know, he just doesn't come across on the ice or off the ice as a 17-year-old.
No,
it just doesn't come. I mean, you're listening, you think, boy, oh boy, that guy's, you know, 20, ready to go on to pros, and who knows? I mean, he could be playing pro next year. I don't know. I mean, you never know. I mean, I don't know if we would, you know. Could he be 18 in the NHL? Probably not.
Yeah, it depends who drafts him.
I guess.
It's another system.
I mean, look, I don't rule. I would say.